We had to take modern dance. I think that was a requirement.
We had to, and I loved it.
Yeah. We had to take it, though.
See, I had to come take it.
You and I?
Yeah, we had to take modern dance. Remember, we had to take my ed.
Yeah, but I think you had to take modern dance, because it never would have occurred to me.
We wasn't one of your four chains at that point.
It's funny how...
Okay.
I just wondered about Dr. Powers. Wait, excuse me. Phil hasn't had a chance to say anything yet, so... Go ahead.
Phil was born.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Gould came out to Kalispell, where I was teaching school, in 1948, and addressed our teachers' convention in this little town at the gateway to Glacier Park. And we met him at the train, and Mr. Wallen and his wife were students at Carleton a long time ago, and he was superintendent. So Mr. and Mrs. Wallen and I came to the train station in Kalispell, or Whitefish, maybe it was Whitefish. I think it was, Whitefish, Montana, to meet Dr. Gould, and of course he knew everybody. He knew all his students, especially the ones that had just graduated, like our class. And he knew everybody else too. And he was so darling, and we all hugged, and he came and gave a wonderful talk. I can't tell you what he said. My memory doesn't go back that far, but it was really very exhilarating to have him come and to know that he would take time for us. So that was a real fun experience for me. After college.
Thank you for sharing.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Me too, as a child. From the bird expedition.
Oh, yeah.
We talked to our high school. And he was fascinated.
Oh, yeah.
So this was fun. I'm glad that...
A little bit hectic towards the end with a lot of talk, but Dick Schmidt reminded me that today is the very day, the anniversary day of Dr. Gould's death. So it was fitting that we'd ended the tape more or less with memories of Dr. Gould.
Radio station at St. Olaf and practiced. And then in my senior year, there were more people back. And in order to make a complete orchestra, we used to get members from the St. Paul Chamber or from the Symphony Orchestra in St. Paul, and they played with us, and we usually played on Saturday or Sunday afternoons.
Well, that had to be a wonderful experience with all these different people and then the people from the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra.
It was the Carleton man was the director.
Oh, thank you. That's a new story to me. I hadn't heard that one. That's great.
I'm Betty Montgomery Rowe. The reason I came to Carleton was I didn't know there was any other college. My mother just wrote to Carleton, and I was so excited about leaving home and going to college. And Carleton just opened up whole new worlds for me. My father was a high school coach up in northern Minnesota in a small town, where when I started kindergarten, I was one of the few that spoke English because the parents had all migrated from Yugoslavia and Finland to work in the mines up there. So coming to Carleton, it just opened up whole new worlds. I'm so convinced that the small private school is the best education that I would have done anything so that my four daughters could have that experience. Mm-hmm. And they did. Actually, they did, because as an associate dean at Hamlin, they could go to the consortium colleges free of tuition. So it worked out very well.
Well, any other?
Yeah. Donna Ryan. As I said to you last night, I'll come and maybe some things other people say will trigger something.
Right.
I, too, have a daughter that graduated from Carleton in the class of 1980. She loved it here, too. Anne's story reminded me of a conversation that we had prior to my coming. My brother graduated in the class of 39. He said to Dad, "I don't know why you're sending Donna to college. It's just a place for girls to find men. And my dad looked at him and said, Donna is going to college, Dad. And like Betty, Carlton opened up a whole new experience for me. I was a little unsophisticated girl from a rural Wisconsin town, valedictorian, and never had to worry about a grade in my life. I get here and I'm competing with the cream of the crop, and I got my first C. Oh, all smokes, I nearly died. But it was the only one. But it was a wonderful experience. The liberal arts, I believe very firmly in it also.
Phoebe?
Phoebe Bates. I too was a valedictorian. I don't know, arrived at Carlton and suddenly realized that everybody came to Carlton. I remember that I took a chemistry class. I'd never had any chemistry. And they were having a special session on Saturdays for those who never had sex. Well, all these other valedictorians went. And I still remember, I won't mention names, but there were two of them who were very, very bright, and they showed the promise at the end of the 4 years. But they were so quick that they caught on to it. And all the people like me who did not understand chemistry were just lost, and they were dominating the conversation, so I never did learn chemistry.
Oh, gosh.
And then, well, I learned it, but I got a C. I think it's what you call a gentleman's sea of salon. But and then to top it off, I ran into one of the Japanese men who was carrying a beaker of concentrated nitric acid and burned the sweater off me one day. So it was just one.
You literally ran into it.
I literally ran into it. So it was a great year.
We have had some new additions to our group, so please introduce yourself and speak so that the tape can pick you up and tell a little bit about yourself. Tell your name and a little bit about yourself, and then we'll continue our conversation here.
I'm Leah Deal Nethercutt. My hometown was in Hibbing, or is in Hibbing, Minnesota. And I transferred in as a sophomore, which I would advise people not to do again. I just think it's so much better if you can come as a freshman. And well, I was green as a sophomore, but at least they make some, you know, you understand. Everybody's more in the same boat when you're a freshman. But I just had a wonderful experience here once I kind of grew up and got my bearings, and I'm just so happy I came to Carlton, and we've sent one of our children here.